He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
More on the Ground Zero Mosque being financed by the majority owner of Fox News. Oh, you didn't know that Rupert Murdoch is not the majority owner? He has a special deal where he controls it. Saudi Arabian interests own Fox News. 15 of the 19 hijackers reportedly came from there. If you believe the 9/11 fable, but we'll be talking more about that, the oil spill, and a lot more. But let's go to Blaine in Texas, then Dwayne and others. Blaine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Basically, just to answer your question about why people accept the lies, I think people accept them because it's easier for them, because they don't know how much damage has been done. You know, I mean, when you find out you've been deceived about something.
No, that's it. They don't want the responsibility. They like being spectators. They like going through life feeling like they have no responsibility. But it's fun to have responsibility. You're meant to be involved. You're meant to fight for liberty. If you don't, you will be a slave.
Right, right. And, you know, it's basically like what you said earlier. I was thinking the same thing. You know, if you could condense what the federal government is, if you could condense them into one person, it would be, and if you were to trust them, it would be totally unmerited trust. So why do people trust government when they don't deserve it, you know? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. But the reason I called, I wanted to point out an article to you. It's on lewrockwell.com. It was written yesterday. It's called The Myth of the Engineered Recession. It's by Gary North. And can I read just like four or five sentences from it?
Sure.
Okay, it begins with, there's a lot of myths out there, but of all the recent financial myths that afflict the conservative movement, this one is the most preposterous. Quote, the bankers engineered the 2008 financial crisis. And I was really surprised to see this on Lou Rockwell, and I read through it, and it's interesting. But
really, we have their internal emails. We know they sold the derivatives.
Right.
We know this is how the IMF and World Bank brought down third world countries. We know we have their 2002 documents where they were calling for it.
Right, and that's the thing. I was really
surprised. Well, really, for a decade, I said they'd use the derivatives to bring down the globe's currencies and then set up a world government backed by carbon taxes, and exactly what I said has now happened, not because I have a crystal ball, but because I'm reading their own documents.
Right, and like at the end of the article, it says, like in the conclusion, it says, the insiders did not engineer the economic crisis except insofar as they have used central banking to further their advancement beginning in 1914 in the U.S., central banking inevitably produces financial crises. Central bankers try to avoid crises by inflating, then stabilizing, then inflating, and in doing so, they create crises. The teaching of Mises. One intervention leads to the next. The insiders engineered the crisis of 2008 by building the flawed machine in 1914. They are now trapped. So are we. The money machine will break. The political order will change when the money machine
breaks.
Oh,
yeah, it's real flawed. They're getting total power, and when their system breaks by design, they offer us the new global SDR. I mean, I'm sorry. I have the IMF World Bank documents from 2002. I've been saying since then exactly what was going to happen, and it's happened. Well, what's your view on this?
Well, I mean, it's obviously designed to break. I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, but like you said, I mean, they decide when it breaks. Really,
well, they're getting the money and the power. They're not getting in trouble. They have set up the system where they have their regulators in all the positions of power so they could consciously. I mean, go back 3 years ago to the emails that are now public. Just one group of them that happened to make public, disclosure. The Timberwolf emails from Goldman Sachs where they said this stuff is absolute S-H-you-know-what-T. And they said, but we're going to sell it and then destroy our competition when they buy it, and then we'll make money on the bailout. I mean, we know. See, so many people cannot get in their heads how diabolical these globalists are. But I have their own admissions. I know they engineered it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I think that's another thing why people accept that they simply can't. They can't accept that people would actually not have their interest.
Just like when the neighbors go, he was such a nice man, but he had 15 dead kids buried in his basement. Look, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the former head of the Treasury, Wall Street Journal editor, has been on my show many times the last 5 years. It's only in the last 6 months he looks at all the evidence and says, they did this by design, they're doing this by design. Because he sees their policies, they want to make it as bad as possible. They tried to bring down the euro 2 months ago. Great points, Blaine. Other calls straight ahead, back in 60 seconds, InfoWars.com.
Listen up, friends. This- All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, many have said I'm the hardest working man in radio, and there's no doubt because I also make documentary films. We have the two biggest alternative news media websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and we couldn't have done any of it without you. And we've got a good chance of beating the globalists if we continue to reach out to our fellow men and women and educate them about the nature of the New World Order and what the globalists are trying to establish. Now, coming up after I take some more calls, I want to get into the attempt to take over the Internet, the Verizon Google deal, and other ways Homeland Security and cybersecurity are openly stating they want to end freedom on the web as you know it and put FCC regulations over it. I want to get into the whole flu season coming up and the way they're pushing the same H1N1 shot that caused so many serious bad health reactions. I also want to talk about what's happening with the Gulf oil spill and the cover-up of the fact that 70% of the oil spill is not cleaned up. That's a new lie they put out a month ago that's now been exposed, and that there's ruptures all over the sea floor and that it's still leaking. Major news like St. Petersburg Times, Associated Press are reporting this, talking to scientists who are out there, but it's not a big nightly news item on CNN and Fox. And so now, because they can't deal with this crisis, they're just going to tell the public everything is fine and the seafood's healthy and there's no health problems from the oil or core exit. You know, all the same stuff they did with the Exxon Valdez. The average lifespan is 51 years from that disaster, which was much smaller, where core exit and other dispersants were used. So that is all coming up here in my key news stacks today. But let's go back to your calls. And for those who just joined us, I've thrown out the question, how many lies is enough from government? 100? 1,000? 10,000? 1,000,000? They lie more often than not. How do you know they're lying? Their lips are moving. Why do people put up with it? Are they going to put up with it? What do you think the biggest lies are? We're taking your phone calls. And then I'm also going to get back into the situation being reported on by AP, Yahoo News, and Raw Story has the best boil down of it, linked up on Infowars.com. Fox News co-founder, co-owner, funded Ground Zero Mosque imam report. Again, Fox News co-owner, funded Ground Zero Mosque. And this isn't some small owner. He's the biggest owner. I remember this deal about 5 years ago, because he was already a big owner, and then Rupert Murdoch still was the biggest owner, and they had to get a government waiver to allow a foreign member of royalty from a foreign nation to own media here in the U.S., and they got the waiver by this prince signing a waiver that he doesn't have decision-making involved with Fox. And that Rupert Murdoch and his son and his wife would have it. And I'm not here bashing Arabs or Muslims. I don't want to have new wars. But seriously, Saudi Arabia is out of control. And it oppresses its people. And it controls so much of our debt, bought so many of our bonds. It owns well, I saw a report a few years ago in the Financial Times of London that the majority of world stock markets, the actual markets themselves, not the stocks, but the stock exchanges, are owned by Saudi Arabian and other Middle Eastern interests. And why aren't you hearing about this? I mean, if you're against the mosque, and I'm not against it. I don't like it. I think it's distasteful because people have said it's making them angry, and they've got a lot of other property they could pick. But I do believe in property rights. And so if you take their right to build this away, you lose your property rights and your First Amendment, your religious rights. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But you just can't take their rights. If you take their free speech, if you take their property rights away, you lose it. But this is a big issue, having the number one donor being the number one percentage owner in News Corp, the owner of Fox. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. Dwayne in Georgia, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. It's the second time I've got a chance to talk to the honorable, very honorable Alex Jones, and you are absolutely the most powerful and hardest working man in radio, no question about it. And a legend to me.
No, I'm just doing my duty, but God bless you, sir. My listeners and my crew are the legend. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Alex, you know, you and your team are doing a really great job, and we're very proud of you out here in the state of Georgia. And I got a team out here myself that's really helped me out a lot, with put a lot of money into it, burning your DVDs and getting them out. And if you don't mind, with your permission, I'd like to say thank you to a couple of very good friends of mine that mean very much to me.
Sure, go ahead.
Thanks a lot, Rick, for your hard work and your help, and Scotty and Bill Lunsford. These guys have really contributed their money and their time to help get the message out, and just thanks from your buddy Dwayne. Anyway, your question at the top, at the beginning of the show there, what was the biggest scam that we think has ever been pulled on the American people? And I think no doubt it was the Federal Reserve back in 1913. The second one, I think, was JFK, and, of course, the third one, I think the next biggest one would obviously be 9/11. Is the info war working? Absolutely. Alex, I can't hardly go anywhere. I drive a truck for a living. I can't hardly go anywhere. Well, I was at an AT&T store the other day getting my phone thing straightened out, and I run into two people in there that knew about you. And her husband's an info warrior, and he burns DVDs. So, yeah, the message is working. And sometimes we get discouraged, but y'all keep your chins up and keep pushing forward. Keep burning them DVDs and spreading the message. And don't give a damn what anybody thinks about what you tell them. If they don't want to listen, move on. That's what we do, and it's working well for us.
Exactly. If our ancestors could die on Bunker Hill to defend the basic liberties we enjoy that produced all this wealth and everything we've got, who cares if a neighbor thinks you're a kook? Who cares if your pastor thinks you're a nut? Who cares if your boss laughs at you? But here's the deal. They laughed at us 10 years ago, but because we warned them, now they've seen it all come true. They're not calling us kooks anymore. I walked in a grocery store today and literally was mobbed. I went in a gas station, was mobbed. Then I went in another store to buy an auto part, and literally there were five guys that worked there, all listeners but one, and then they had some people buying stuff at the auto parts place, and they were all fans. Then I went in another place doing errands, and they were all listeners. And again, the last domino to fall, we've discredited the globalists, the world government's out in the open, people know the Federal Reserve's private, now the polls are over 80% want to audit or abolish it, but the last domino to fall is that we still feel like we're the minority. Over 90% of Americans in major polls know the government killed Kennedy. Again, people know the truth now, and they don't buy the lies, but they still feel like they're all alone. So many times I'll be talking to neighbors, especially if a new neighbor, you know, moves in and my kids are playing out in the cul-de-sac or whatever, and I'll say, well, I'm a radio talk show host, and, you know, some people might think it was, you know, conspiracy, and they go, it's not conspiracy, Alex. I've been a listener for 5 years. It's just like, it's almost like Fight Club or something with Tyler Durden. Wherever he goes, everybody's already in on it, and he doesn't even know that everybody knows what's happening. But It's insane. And the responsibility of it, Dwayne, really shakes me at my core, but a lot of responsibilities off my shoulders, because the word's out there now and the fires of liberty have been ignited, they've spread, and there's no putting them out. Now, it's a tough road we've got to go down here, but folks need to know we have turned the corner. And Ron Paul and many other people who've been doing this longer than I have, I've talked to them on air and off air, and they agree that this is inexorable. Many people, like G. Edward Griffin, he agrees that the momentum has now shifted, but people have to understand we're not going to beat this overnight, Dwayne. It's that pounding. It's that every inch we step, every move we make, everything we do, just inexorably, it's a thing of will. We have to take action and have the truth and not care what people say and just keep coming, and nothing can stop us. God bless you. I really appreciate your call. It buoyed my heart, my soul. What did the founder of the Texas Rangers say? Incredible, you know, guy, hero, tough guy, you know, took on 20, 30 people at a, you know, time sometimes. He said, somebody in the wrong can't stand up against somebody who's in the right who keeps on a-coming. You just got to keep on a-coming, and nothing can stop you when you got truth and justice on your side.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Okay, let's accelerate through your calls. Quick comments, quick questions, because I want to get to everybody. And I've still got four big stacks of news we've got to get to. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you're on the air.
Chris, how you doing?
Good, sir. Welcome.
I just, you know, this mosque issue, I'm very suspicious about it. There's something brewing that I think that the demonstrators that I heard on the local talk, you know, the ones that are saying no and the ones that won't say yes, and there's always this argument between the others. I think we're going to have something what we had in Seattle, when they're going to send the anarchists in there, and then they're going to turn the police loose, and they're going to round them up and take them to that bus terminal like they did several years ago. Something's brewing. Something is really going to be brewing. I think this is a way to set up the police state.
Well, I tend to agree with you. What do you think the biggest lie of the New World Order has been?
The biggest lie of the New World Order? Those troops are coming home from Iran. I don't believe they are. I think they're going to keep another 50,000 there because I think they're going to use them to get that war going with Iran. This is such a spin and a big lie. I'm so sick of this.
Chris, I hear you. Let me briefly comment on that because that's one of the issues I covered at the start of the broadcast. If you go back to Bush 3 months into the invasion in 2003, he stood on the deck of an aircraft carrier wearing a fighter pilot outfit, a flight suit, saying mission accomplished, combat operations are over. And the majority of troops have died since then. They have increased the troops in Afghanistan. They have increased the contractors in Iraq. And Army Times, Kate Brennan reports that they have changed the name. So they took out one rotation of troops, and they're now designating other combat brigades under a new name, but they'll still be in combat. So, yes, it's semantical deception. They're just playing word games. As the final convoy of the Army's 4th Striker Brigade combat team, based at Fort Lewis, Washington, entered Kuwait early Thursday, a different Striker Brigade remained in Iraq. Soldiers from the 2nd Striker Brigade combat team of the 25th Infantry Division are deployed in Iraq as members of an advise and assist brigade, the Army's designation for brigades selected to conduct security and force assistance. And then it just goes into the 50,000 troops in Iraq, the 67,000 in Afghanistan, and the hundreds of thousands of mercenaries, contractors, that they've actually been increasing. So that's another Orwellian deception being used there. The Pentagon says our troops will be there till 2020. They've built hardened structures, giant bases, and they're turning it over to a private army, similar to the privatization of police and security happening here. So it's a fully occupied nation. People will continue to die. It's a lie. Let's go now to Jesse in New York. Jesse, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir. Welcome.
I think that we've been conditioned that the government lies and that it's for our own good.
No, that's a big part of it, but it's not for our own good. We're going bankrupt. You know, they told us NAFTA and GATT was going to be great, and Al Gore said on Larry King Live to, you know, shut up, Ross Perot. This is a good deal. No, it's an insider deal. It doesn't help Mexico. It doesn't help us. It helps these globalists and destroys our standard of living. It consolidates wealth but destroys our industry.
Yeah. I seen the Expendables the other day. I don't know if you know what it's about.
No, it's some action movie that's got like 10 big stars in it.
Well, it's about it's a CIA drug operation in another country that gets taken over by some member of the CIA, which could never really happen. But that's what happens.
Well, they're selling this idea that it's rogue corruption. It's rogue problems. Jesse, I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Brad in Idaho. Brad, you're on the air.
Thanks. I'm honored to talk to you. You know, I think that God has blinded our eyes to the corruption.
Given us a great delusion.
Because we don't care as a people, generally. We don't care about truth and justice.
Yeah, no, we think 51 million aborted babies, that they're not humans. And so why shouldn't they pass death panels and start trying to euthanize old people like Europe? Why shouldn't they start up, eugenics in this country? Because if we'll say 50 million, dead babies is no big deal. I mean, if we'll say it's liberal that 51% of blacks have been aborted in this country and that it's racist to not want to kill black babies and it's liberal to want to kill them, I mean, that's a lie. To say mercury is good for your children's brain, that's a lie. They just test these lies. They sell us and condition us and marinate us in lies until we don't know which end is up anymore. But I think the sleeping giant is awakening and finding its soul again. Go ahead.
And even in the Christian community, which I am one, Christians have put their end-time theology above truth and justice.
It's worse than that. It's worse than that. The Baptists, the Catholics, the Methodists. I mean, I've been to many churches, Methodists and Baptists, trying to find a church. And you walk in and they're, turn your guns in for the Lord. Open the borders, it's of the Lord. And listeners send me the newsletters from Catholic churches and others saying, turn your guns in, it's good. It's because the major national organizations are being paid off with stimulus money in the faith-based initiative. It's called the Clergy Response Team. Just search that term. Mainstream news that 50,000 plus preachers have been secretly trained to brainwash their flocks to accept tyranny. But look, we have the First Amendment, not just for free speech in the press, but that government cannot be involved in religion in any way, because governments try to take over religion and use it for control like Hitler did, and now it's happened. These churches are demonic whorehouses. Go ahead.
And see, and the reason why the people that go to those churches believe the lies is because their end-time theology has them convinced that it's okay to bomb the Arabs. And so that's why God has blinded the eyes of the Christians, because they put... In the book, Palestinian Caught Between Two Fires, written in 2002, a Palestinian pastor born and raised there, he was a Christian pastor in the Gaza Strip. He said, the problem with Americans, they're blinded by their end-time theology. And Abraham Lincoln said the same thing. The Civil War didn't have to happen, but the people, both South and North,
it's another
blinded
great point
by their injustice.
Brad, I hear you. No, it's the same thing. People in Germany didn't fight back because they thought it was the end of the world. They thought Hitler was the Antichrist. Same thing with Stalin. Same thing with Lenin. Same thing today. Oh, I don't have to get involved. So what if they want kids to wear RFID chips sewn into their clothes at public school? So what if they, want to do all this? So what if they're face scanning me and naked scanning me? It's the end of the world. I'm just going to give in to it. I'm just going to go along with it. It's not my job. God will handle it. Well, the founding fathers said it well. Justice depends on the people taking action. And duty is ours, consequence belongs to God. I mean, that's like if you see a woman being raped in the middle of the street, this happens all the time. You hear about someone being raped in an alley or beaten or an old man being stabbed, and people for hours will walk by them. They don't want to get involved. It's not their responsibility. Well, then your neighbor doesn't care about you either. So nobody's going to stand up for you. And we create a hellish society. Okay. I want to come back and go to Revo76, Ed Joe, and a bunch of other callers. We can take millions. I want to hear from all of you. But I've got some other news I need to hit on with the flu. They're now going to push that again with the deadly vaccines. The oil spill. The mosque thunder at Ground Zero, being the Fox News owner. You can't make this stuff up. It's all coming up.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mph wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are 3 for $30 and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
10 years. Genesis. A decade of talk.
Genesis.
Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Okay, let's run through some news and some more of your calls in the next segment. I'm going to break down in detail how Google and others are basically government front companies trying to take over and end the free Internet as we know it. This is so important, not just to the web, but to free speech itself and the conduit that the American people and the people of the world are using to expose this global corruption. But here's some of the news. I mentioned this, but it's in AP, it's in Yahoo, and Raw Story's got a good boil down of it. Fox News co-owner funded Ground Zero Mosque imam report shows. Now, I wonder if you're going to hear Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly and good old Glenn Beck talk about that tomorrow. I don't think so. The second largest shareholder in News Corp, and my info is he's the number one shareholder, the parent company of Fox News has donated hundreds of thousands of dollars including $300,000 to this, and it goes on, specifically to the Muslim community. According to the report from Yahoo's John Cook, Saudi Prince Al-Waid bin Tali, who owns 7% of News Corp, has directly funded the projects to the tune of $300,000, the very imam building the mosque. Cook reports that Prince Al-Waid's personal charity, the Kingdom Foundation, has donated $305,000. That Fox News' second largest shareholder, after Rupert Murdoch, has financial links to the Ground Zero Mosque will be seen as ironic by critics of the news network. I just thought I'd throw that out there, regardless of which side of this issue you're on. Look, I can see why people are mad about it, but it is a property rights issue and a free speech religion issue, First Amendment, so we'll see what happens. Here's ABC News. The Reverend Franklin Graham, son of Billy Graham, says President Obama was born a Muslim. Well, that's actually true. His dad was a Muslim. He took the name Barry Sitaro, went to a Muslim school for many years in Indonesia, gave up his U.S. citizenship. And polls show that a majority of Americans, upwards of 70%, question where he was really born, and over 25% believe he is a Muslim. So the system is definitely upset about that. My whole point on this is, let's give the 9/11 rescue workers, the paramedics, the police, the firemen, the military people, the health care they need from the asbestos poisoning in their lungs. That's still being blocked almost 9 years later. You know, they told you, oh, the air is good to breathe. Just like Obama says, core exit's good for you. There's no health problems in the Gulf. We played those video clips. You know, the EPA says there's no problem. You know, that's the issue. Not obsessing over this mosque two blocks away. But if you want to obsess over it, why is one of the biggest owners of News Corp involved in it? In other news dealing with the oil spill, and this has all been posted in the last few weeks up in InfoWars and Prison Planet, but it's hard for me to get my mind around it. It's hard for me to psychologically deal with it that the St. Petersburg Times, the Associated Press, countless newspapers are interviewing. I saw one news article, they interviewed 10 scientists, including heads of universities, oceanographers, people who'd been out in the Gulf and videotaped with their own submarine submersibles, their own robots, that there's fissures 20 miles away, 1 mile, 2 miles, 8 miles. It goes all the way out 20-plus miles. They're now saying 22 miles to be technical. And it busted up under the ocean floor. It's still leaking. And they don't stop there. NOAA runs around. That's the big, you know, federal National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, if you want the acronym's full meaning. They're the folks that, you know, issue the big national and international weather reports. It turns out they went around threatening universities and their federal funding. That's why it's dangerous to have most of the funding of universities being federal, because they can control what they say and do, saying, shut up. That's the quote of the St. Petersburg Times. Shut up. Shut up. 70% of the oil is gone, and there is no leak. There are no fissures. And now they've been forced to back off. I've got a whole stack of news, Zero Hedge, Reuters, Huffington Post. I've just got a whole bunch. NOAA claims scientists review controversial report. The scientists say otherwise. Senior NOAA scientist admits he lied. The Gulf oil spill is gone. Puts administration spin disclosure credibility in question. It just goes on and on. BP accused of hiding oil leak information by owner of rig involved in explosion. That's out of the Examiner. Most oil BP spill remains. Al Jazeera. I mean, look, they're just telling you there's no problem down there. Oh, the food's safe to eat. Oh, there's no health problems. Oh. And before I hit a few final calls and then get into this key internet takeover news, and it's the same for talk radio. They're trying to take talk radio over. You've got the diversities are at the FCC and others, and Cash Sunstein, the regulations are saying they're going to set up community boards that will speak for the community, that will decide what can be on the radio and not. And community means Soviet in Russian. I mean, that's what this is. The government says, oh, we have a non-governmental organization we appointed, and they say you're bad, so you can't say this. But vaccination advice includes adults, flu shots for everyone. This is out of the Charleston Post. I saw the same thing in the Statesman. It says everyone needs it, and the H1N1 vaccine will be included in the regular seasonal flu shot. They really want you to take the H1N1. They admit it was very weak compared to regular flu. We had a record low seasonal flu and H1N1 last year. I had Wolfgang Wardarg, the head medical doctor of the EU Commission, 47-member group, conclusively found fraud, the British Medical Journal, and they don't care. They think you're stupid. I mean, I've seen major companies like Walgreens still running ads in the news and with signs out front saying, get your H1N1. And weeks ago, the UN admitted it was a hoax, and the WHO, World Health Organization, said, you don't have to take these shots. And, in fact, pull up the London Telegraph, because folks won't believe it. I covered it a few weeks ago. Children having fits, government suspends H1N1 shot in England. And we have similar news in the U.S. And then in England, they call convulsions fits. Later in the article, it says convulsions. Tenfold increase in convulsions. Chronic brain inflammation. Blood running out their noses. Their brain swells so much. That's what brain damages them. There it is, flu jab linked to fits and under fives officials. Government's been told doctors not to use particular flu jab in 110,000 children under the age of five after it caused violent convulsions. And then later in the article it says a tenfold increase in convulsions. I remember 4 years ago when they were doing trials of Gardasil, the cervical cancer vaccine, and they admitted massive increases in autoimmune disease, brain damage, people dying. And they approved it, and they had a hoax saying you had to take it for girls under 13, and a bunch of them died. I mean, they just don't care. They just don't care. It's like in 1981. They knew that Prozac was causing massive increases in suicide. It took from 81 to 2005 to get all of the serotonin reuptake inhibitor class of drugs, the Prozac class, to put in there. It increases suicidal activity, violent activity. Every major shooter at schools and colleges, every time a mother straps her four kids into a car, drives it off a cliff, or chops her baby's arms off, you've all seen it. They're always on this stuff. Because in studies with other animals, rats, shrimp, it doesn't matter. That shrimp study came out, what, a month ago. It makes shrimp just swim right up to birds and be eaten. Or it makes shrimp just stop eating and just sit there and die. It takes your inhibition away. And so somebody has a crazy impulse to take a meat cleaver and take their toddler and chop their arms off with blood spraying everywhere. They do it. So many cops I've talked to, I was talking to one cop from San Antonio, and he talked about years ago, they pull up to this woman's house. It's this beautiful 30-something-year-old woman with butcher knives slicing herself naked on the roof, and then she jumps off and runs at him with it. And, of course, it came out she was on those drugs. I mean, people don't normally dance around naked with butcher knives on roofs. It's in the hallucinogenic class. It is in psychotropic drugs are hardcore. Point is, the flu vaccine's being pushed. Everybody's being brainwashed and told to take it again. It's the same hoax to make tens of billions for vaccine companies, and it's very dangerous. And we have evidence they're adding other things to the shots as well.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
Okay, final segment, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, live. I want to play a short video that really encapsulates Google's role with government in trying to take over the free Internet as we know it. It's about 8 minutes long, and it's up at prisonplanet.com as the top story. Google's plans to take over the Internet exposed. And this is only the tip of the iceberg. There's so much evidence of this. It's admitted. It's really happening. And we've got a good chance in beating the globalists if we can keep the Internet alive and free and open. That's why they're moving to curtail it, to censor it, to control it. Here it is. Please get this video. Get it out to everyone you know. It's up at prisonplanet.com. Google's plans to take over the Internet exposed. Here it is. The Internet, as we know it, is in the process of being dismantled. It's known as Internet 2. More than a decade ago, a consortium of top tech companies, along with universities and government, began meeting once a year. And they openly said that they would expand the internet, get everyone addicted to using it, and as soon as society was completely reliant on it, they would unveil the fact that it was really a DARPA surveillance control grid to track and trace all human activity. They were really smart. They give you Google Earth satellite system so that everyone gets accustomed on spying on each other. And now the government is using it to harass farmers, to go after people building a shed in their backyard when it violates zoning laws, or to stop people from collecting rainwater.
Your name is Tom. You live just off of 5th Street. Nice car, Tom. Nice house. What's not so nice is you owe Pennsylvania $4,212 in back taxes.
They've come out and said Google was founded with NSA and CIA money. But it's a lot worse than that. Google has been caught in the United States, Canada, Europe, Asia, driving around, not just taking photos and video for Google Street View. That's just the cover. But with electronic masks illegally violating wiretapping laws, grabbing everyone's wireless data and decoding it. This is a private mercenary army. Just like there's more Blackwater and DynCorp contractors in Iraq and Afghanistan than there are U.S. troops, Google is the quasi-private, quasi-governmental arm of this. Yahoo is to a certain extent and others. But Google, from its inception with NQTEL, CIA funding, is nothing but a government system to take over the internet and to steer and control the architecture of the growth and future growth of the web. Net neutrality is the internet. You can go anywhere in the world. All sites are basically equal. You don't have to pay to get access to certain sites. Those sites individually can do that, but to get to their homepage, you don't have to pay any extra money. And so the internet bills you've paid, the cell phones you've bought, the computers you've purchased, all of this has funded the growth of this infrastructure. And now Google and Verizon and others are getting together and openly saying that they will allow companies to pay for premium access on these new networks. So it's basically like a toll road company. We have Centra of Spain coming into Austin, Texas, where I live, buying off politicians and then placing toll roads on existing roads. That's pretty much what this is doing. But not only will you have to pay to get access to all sites will have to pay Google and Verizon and others. All the big telecoms are talking about doing this, to be able to get access. So that allows them to censor what you're able to see. And they may not even allow you to pay them so that you can have access to the entire web. And separately, we now have the internet kill switch passing out of committee, very close to passing the Senate. It's already passed the House. And the government says we may have to shut down the internet to save it. So they're taking the internet and turning it not into a free encyclopedia of the world, something always growing that is truly democratic, where ideas are on a level playing field. No, they have become completely panicked by the fact that the new media in the last year and a half, and they admit this, is now bigger and more powerful than the mainstream media. The mainstream media has been caught lying about WMDs and so many other issues. They have little or no credibility. In fact, it's at all-time lows. So you have this perfect storm of major corporations who are getting their butt kicked by the free market on the web and the government who's being discredited worldwide, all coming together, whether it's in Australia or England or Canada or the United States or Communist China. The same systems of control are openly now being implemented. The FCC is saying they're going to regulate the internet. We've got the Federal Trade Commission saying they want to tax the web. And we've got Google and other major providers coming in and saying that they're basically going to have a hostile takeover of the web as we know it and kill it. All it's going to be is basically like a glorified Netflix where you have a few thousand choices, or a glorified cable system where you can only get to the big mega establishment sites and won't be able to get to the alternative sites. The Internet 2 Consortium admits that this is their plan. In fact, their slogan is the Internet is dead. And they celebrate that they are killing the old, free, open, organic internet and forcing you onto this corporate internet. It's very similar to what happened about 90 years ago. They had just developed radio. It had become popular. A lot of people were using it. And the FCC came in and shut down the spectrum and only allowed select corporations to be involved. But they could argue that there was a limited spectrum then because it was broadcast. It was going through the air. This is different. The Internet is unlimited. And they can't stand the fact that InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and many other alternative news sites are now dwarfing some of the largest newspapers in the world. The dinosaur media is scared, and they're striking back. They're coming in to defend their monopoly. And so if you want to protect the Internet, if you want it to survive, call Congress, call your House members, your senators, and tell them, do not end net neutrality. And go after Google and others for the serious crimes they've committed, driving around, seizing people's wireless transmissions. The good news is they've been criminally indicted in several countries. On a side note, Hal Turner, the admitted FBI asset that I exposed more than 5 years ago, has now been convicted in federal court of threatening judges. And they admitted, the FBI did, in those court proceedings that he was a national security asset and was doing what he did under orders. But still the jury convicted him. And they use people like Hal Turner and others to demonize the alternative media and to use it as a pretext to start curtailing speech. Europe has already done it. Australia is moving to do it. So let's not let the system use these trolls and provocateurs as another way to demonize the web. This is all being done in the name of protecting us, keeping us safe. We see articles every day that the government's got to pass the Cybersecurity Act and have the power to start censoring or completely shutting down the web because Al-Qaeda or somebody else might hack into the nuclear power plants. There's just one big problem with that. Even the Wall Street Journal has reported on the fact that key infrastructure, military bases, B-2 bombers, coal-powered plants, nuclear plants, submarines, they're not hooked into the Internet. They have Internet in the facilities, but their key infrastructure is on its own internal systems. It's not true. It's a hoax that terrorists are going to bring down the Internet. And finally, I'm concerned about a false flag terror attack. Not only are they lying about the fact that hackers can get into infrastructure and shut it down, the Pentagon admits that they're running drills of attacking themselves. And if you look at their past activities and their mindset, this is tailor-made for a false flag staged attack on the web, which will give them the pretext to exercise all this control that they're now preparing to impose on the web. The denial is over. This is really happening. Get the word out today. Send this video and the links below to everyone you know, and let's keep the Internet free and open. The system is scared for a good reason. The population of the planet is using the Internet to really educate themselves and to rediscover liberty and freedom. And the would-be tyrants are scared. They want to keep their corrupt system going. Thank you for watching. All right, folks, so we're almost out of time here, but Wired Magazine has a headline that the Internet is over, that the web is dead. And they say, oh, it's just turning into something new. Yes, run by the big mega corporations. There's the headline. The web is dead. Long live the Internet. And so they're phasing out its original architecture and putting it in the hands of the top globalist companies. Please get this video at PrisonPlanet.com. Get it out to everyone you know. Send the link out. Google's plans to take over the Internet exposed. It does it in 8.5 minutes. I appreciate the crew, all the great callers, the sponsors, all the great stations picking us up. If you want to support us, please buy the T-shirts, the books, the videos that are available at InfoWars.com and continue to spread the word about the broadcast. See you back live, 11 a.m. tomorrow Central.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.